We are now learning Masechta Zvachim, the 12th paragraph up to Mishnah Gimel. Oros Kedoshim Kalim Labalim, Oros Kodshe Kedoshim Bukohanim. As we know, there's different types of levels of sacrifices, divided as Kedoshim Kalim, those of lower sanctity, such as Shlomim, a peace offering. When it comes to the hides of such an offering, which was given by the owner, what is the status of these hides? So when it comes to the shlomim, it's labalim. It goes to the owner of the karbon. We do not require that the hides go to the kohen, but rather the owner of this karbon is the one who gets to keep it. However, when it comes to the hides of kadoshim, such as achatos and ashamos, sin offerings, as well as guilt offerings, so that also goes to the kohen. Even though really the pasuk only mentions that the hides will go to the kohen when referring specifically to a karban ola, the elevation offering that's completely consumed in the mizbeach, nonetheless it applies to all forms of kodshei kedoshim, including chatas and ashamos. The question is, how can we make such a quantum leap? And on this, the Mishnah says it's through the means of a kal v'chomer through an a fortiori. Ma'im ola shlo zocho b'vsara. When it comes to the ola, we know that the kohen does not merit the meat of the animal. After all, it's completely consumed on this bayach. Nonetheless, the pasuk says explicitly that zocho b'ora, that they do, the kohanim do receive the hide, as the pasuk says, or ha'ola l'kohen lo yiyeh. Very clearly it says that the hide of the ola offering goes to the kohen. So even though they don't benefit from the meat, nonetheless they get the hide. So in other circumstances, as the Mishnah continues, that when it comes to kodshei kedoshim shezachu b'vsara, when it comes to the other sacrifices, such as the sin offering, the chatas, the guilt offering, the asham, in which the kohen does also receive the basar, they also get a certain part of the sacrificial meat. So, eno din sheyisku b'oron. It's logical to say that they will also merit to take the hides. And therefore, based on this kal v'chomer, even though the pasuk only says by an ola, the kohen gets the hides, you can understand that it would also apply to other kodshei kedoshim through the means of a kal v'chomer. However, we would not be able to make that comparison to kedoshim kalim, that of a lower sanctity. That would not be a valid kal v'chomer. Therefore, when it comes to kedoshim kalim, as we said, like a shlomim offering, that situation, the hides go to the owner. And the Mishnah concludes that one should not try to refute this kal v'chomer in the following manner by saying that ein mizbeach yichiach, by using this the mizbeach, that if we see, when it comes to mizbeach, we see it merits the meat, but the hides do not go on it. So maybe the kohanim merit the meat, but they won't get the hides. No, she'enol or mikol makom. You can't compare that to the mizbeach to it, because when it comes to mizbeach, we never find that the hides are consumed on the mizbeach. That's not considered to be one of the sacrificial parts. And therefore, the fact that the mizbeach receives the meat and not the hides is not a way to refute it. And therefore, in fact, the kal v'chomer stands. And when it comes to kodshei kedoshim, the hides, in fact, will go to the kohen.